You guys are the dynasty. They're the team of destiny, right? That's the way this thing is being portrayed. Why have you guys been able to sustain such a high level of play and be here for the fourth straight year?
Well, it's about not getting complacent and falling in love with the process of winning. Each one of our guys, including our coaches and our owner, Ron, that's the main thing, is just fall in love with winning and never get complacent and always trying to find a way to get better. And we've been fortunate enough to be in a couple arena bowls. So,
last time I checked, I think the number was 127, your touchdown passes. Your thoughts on the season that you've had and why you've been so successful this year?
Well, individually, I've wanted to make this a great season for myself personally. And, I've worked my butt off in the offseason, harder than I've ever been in arena football. And, the guys that block in front of me, I'm not no 4-4 guy. I'm a 5-flat guy. So they did an outstanding job all year protecting for me. And, my wife's made them a couple dinners. And, the receivers have made plays. And the defense has gotten stops when we needed them to. And so that's a beautiful thing I love about football. It's not you can't be an individual in this sport and be successful. It takes eight guys on the field on offense to be successful.
You played with a couple of these guys in college, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What's it going to be like going against Goody and CJ?
It's going to be feel a little different because I'm used to being in black and red with them when we were at Cincinnati. So, I just have the most respect for those two guys. Once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. And I love watching them play every time I get a chance to on TV and rooting for them.
What makes a good AFL quarterback, and what are the differences between major college, NFL, and the Arena League?
Well, in this game, the dimensions of the field are a lot smaller, so you got to be able to be very good at anticipating your throws and throwing with a little bit more touch than on the outdoor game, and making good decisions because the game, there's only so much that the defense can do as far as the rules. And so if you're taking care of the football and you're throwing with good anticipation and throwing with good accuracy, you're going to be a successful quarterback.
All right, from watching game films and that, what type of problems do the Gladiators possess for you and your offense?
Well, their team, they're fighters, a couple games win close, but when you win six in a row, it's not luck. And I don't believe in luck. I think you prepare yourself like that during practice, and they've done a great job defensively. They play physical and they get after the ball and they get turnovers. So as an offense, we got to make sure that we make sure we take care of the football. And I didn't really get to watch them too much on offense, but I love watching Shane Austin play. He's a really good athlete. He makes great throws, and I'm looking to see him play this Saturday.
What's the key? Give me one or two keys if you guys are going to hoist that trophy and be Arena League champs again.
At the end of the day, we got to have more points than them. Simple as that. And, as a quarterback, we got to take care of the football. And if we do that, we're going to have a chance to win.
Nick, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.